Islamic Republic of Iran.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I congratulate you on your appointment as the chair of the second preparatory committee and assure you of Turkey's full support. The full version of my intervention will be uploaded to the website, but allow me to make a few summary points here. Since the first PrepCom, the security environment has further worsened. This meeting is overshadowed by the ongoing wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Upholding the NPT and ensuring its universalization is critical in this review cycle. Inflammatory nuclear rhetoric, including by non-NPT nuclear states, is on the rise. We call for the full implementation of the NPT across its three pillars. There is no credible or viable alternative to the NPT. Mr. Chair, Turkey strongly supports Ukraine's territorial integrity, sovereignty, and independence. We hail IAEA's efforts to advance nuclear safety and security, including in Ukraine. Ensuring nuclear safety and security is critical in times of conflict. Since October last year, all Gazans are subject to gross violations of international human rights and humanitarian law. Regional spillover is no longer a risk, but reality. There is an urgent need for immediate ceasefire. It is impossible to ignore Israel's almost formal confession of nuclear weapon possession outside the NPT. We need stronger international engagement to address this. Progress in implementing previous RAVCON commitments, including 2010 action plan, is top priority. Mr. Chairman, we call on all nuclear weapon states to take further practical steps towards nuclear disarmament in accordance with Article 6, maintaining dialogue among P5, including on nuclear risk reduction in the current geopolitical environment is crucial. Reporting templates submitted by the NPDI is a valuable tool for measuring implementation of NPT commitments. We welcome the adoption of program of work at the Conference on Disarmament and look forward to the commencement of negotiations of a treaty banning the production of fissile materials. We support the entry into force of the CTBT. Pending that, states should abide by moratorium on tests and refrain from actions contravening the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. We recognize the serious proliferation challenges threatening international security and call for diplomatic solutions. IAEA safeguards is a vital component of the global non-proliferation regime. Comprehensive Safeguards Agreement and its additional protocol are essential